Angelica Martinez, MARTINEZ, 1497. Chief complaint, cough, congestion, cold symptoms, difficulty breathing, abdominal pain, tiredness, lower extremity pain off and on, fatigue, weight loss, not feeling well, having issues at home with her husband, and dizziness. Our patient is a 26-year-old woman. She's an educator. She's married. She has 3 children. She comes in today with the fact that she's been having cough, congestion, and breathing issues for some time, at least since a month ago. She works with children all day long, and she gets sick a lot, she tells me. She hasn't had any blood work recently. She also has had leg pain, abdominal pain, constipation, epigastric pain, dizziness and palpitations, period. In the paragraph, she's under a lot of stress. She's lost weight, and things at home aren't going well. She's definitely not suicidal and is not having any thoughts of hurting herself or others. Put that in big letters. COVID immunization, never got one. Allergy, none. Social last period, November 11th, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, educator, married, 3 children, family history, non-contributory, surgery, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, medical problems, none, medications, none, review of system as above, 190 pounds, 99%, 98, 19, 69, 133 over 76, heart positive, some positive, two lungs, wrong thigh, abdomen, soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, inflamed, logical, non-focal, skin shows no rash. COVID, flu, and strep are pending, number one. Number two, abdominal ultrasound shows a slightly fatty liver, status post cholecystectomy, status post appendectomy. The lymph nodes in the neck are prominent, consistent with a chronic infection. Echocardiogram is within normal limits, and carotid ultrasound shows no evidence of blockage, period. There's no evidence of vascular issues causing her legs and arm pain at this time. But otherwise, no sign of DVT or PVD noted, period. New paragraph, I'm going to treat her with Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak. I'm also going to give her Nexium. I'm going to treat her with Rosefenagram and Decodron 8 milligram now. Dental for pain off and on. Nexium is checked blood work, including TSH and mono. Nexium is Miralax for constipation. Nexium is come back in a month. Nexium is talked about antidepressant or something for anxiety, but she wants to hold off at this time. She's working on her relationship. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number, I assured her that life changes and things will get better for her, but we're here for her and we'll discuss this further in 2 weeks. Thank you. Next number, chest x-ray, by the way, today is definitely within normal limits. Thank you.